Some men build a state with a sword, others with a famous speech. But the man we're talking about today built Texas with something much quieter, a balanced ledger.
Welcome to the Masonic History feature from Johnson City Lodge. I'm Brother Archivist. I guard the record and check the sources.
And I'm Brother Orator. I help turn that record toward meaning, context, and memorable Masonic education.
Our goal is to help brethren, prospects, and Texas history listeners learn Masonic history with curiosity, care, and source humility. This Masonic historian agent was built by Dr. William Fisher, a Master Mason and proud member of Johnson City Lodge No. 561.
You can learn more at johnsoncitylodge561.org or send questions and source leads to jclodge561@gmail.com. This week, we have one story, The Honest Ledger of Elisha M. Pease.
Elisha Marshall Pease died on August 26, 1883. He was born in Connecticut in 1812 and came to Texas in 1835, just in time for the Revolution. He was at the first fight in Gonzales, but his real value was quickly found to be his mind, not his rifle.
The Revolution needed men who could organize it, not just men who could fight it. Pease became a secretary for the provisional government and helped draft the Constitution of the New Republic. While other men put their famous signatures on Texas, Pease was the one who wrote out the clean copy.
And from there, the young republic never let him go. He was chief clerk of the Navy and Treasury departments, and after passing the bar, he became the republic's very first comptroller of public accounts. As a state legislator, he wrote the Probate Code of 1846, which governed Texas estates for generations.
He was the indispensable man behind the desk, and that desk for many years was in a part of Texas saturated with Freemasonry.
This is where we have to be careful with the record. Pease's political generation was Masonic to its core. The Handbook of Texas notes that all of the Republic's presidents and vice presidents were Masons. Between 1846 and 1861, five of the six governors were Masons.
So the question naturally comes up, what about Pease?
Tradition and some later summary lists place him as a member of St. John's Lodge No. 5 in Columbia, but the primary records confirming his membership haven't surfaced in the standard references. We state it as a strong tradition, but we can't yet claim it as a verified fact.
And that caution is part of honest history. But what we do know is that whether he was in the lodge room or not, he was absolutely working on the same wall as the craft. The world he moved in, the men he worked with, the ideals he built into law, they were all shaped by the fraternity.
His greatest work came after he was elected governor in 1853. On January 31, 1854, he signed the bill that established the Texas public school system.
Now, many will remember that Mirabeau Lamar is called the father of Texas education, and that's true. Lamar had the vision in 1839. He set aside the public land to endow it.
But land doesn't pay a teacher's salary. Pease's administration took the next crucial step. It used $2 million in U.S. bonds from the Compromise of 1850 boundary settlement to create the permanent school fund. He turned land and principal into capital and interest.
It's the perfect summary of the two men and the two kinds of work a society needs. Lamar dreamed the schools. Pease paid for them. It's the difference between the aspiration written in our ritual and the balanced ledger that keeps the lodge doors open.
And Texas Masons were building right alongside him. Between 1850 and 1873, the state chartered 17 Masonic-sponsored schools, and local lodges helped establish over 100 others in towns that had no other schoolhouse.
His honest accounting didn't just build schools, it settled the public debt, which freed up money for the state's first asylums, schools for the deaf and blind, a new capital, and the governor's mansion itself.
Pease was the first governor to live in the mansion, which was begun in 1854 by the great Austin master builder, Abner Cook. Later in life, when Pease bought his own grand home, he chose Woodlawn, a house Cook had originally started for the state comptroller. The Republic's first comptroller retired to a comptroller's house, even his architecture balanced.
Then came the years that tested whether his honesty was just a habit or a deep conviction. He was a unionist. When Texas seceded, he didn't bend. He remained quietly loyal to the Union throughout the war.
After the war, during Reconstruction, he was appointed governor by the military in 1867. But 2 years later, he resigned rather than enforce military policies he believed were wrong. He surrendered power twice in a decade, on principle.
He proved that his ledger wasn't just about money, it was about what was right. Even those who disagreed with his politics trusted his arithmetic. His last major public service was as collector of customs at Galveston, a bookkeeper to the end.
For our lodge, this history is very close. Johnson City Lodge No. 561 was chartered in December of 1882. When Governor Pease died in Austin the following August, our founding brethren were in their first year of labor.
And every public school that has ever opened in Blanco County, from that day to this, has drawn on the permanent fund that Elisha Pease banked in 1854. Freemasonry teaches with the square, level, and plumb, but we've always known that a wall is only as true as the accounts that paid for it.
The square must govern the ledger before it can govern the stone. Elisha M. Pease kept the ledger of Texas for nearly 50 years and handed it over balanced.
Whether his name is ever formally confirmed in a lodge book or not, his work belongs to everything the lodges were building. And here in Blanco County, the account he opened is still paying out. Thank you for joining us.